track 7. And our next story is, one of the best views in Devon along the railway line at Starcross has been obscured by new fencing. New fence panels have been installed at Starcross Railway Station by Network Rail. But the stunning estuary views, enjoyed by millions, are now blocked by the new design. County Councillor Alan Connett said, one of the best views in Devon is being affected by new fencing panels. Network Rail has been working to update the fencing, but local residents are concerned the view just won't be the same, and far more sympathetic fencing could have been used, which keeps the view. One resident also pointed out the new design was catching the wind and making quite a noise. Councillor Connett says he's working with MP Martin Wrigley and Teignbridge Councillor Gary Taylor, who represents Starcross, to ask Network Rail to think again about the style of fencing and protect the view for everyone to enjoy. A Network Rail spokesman said, we understand the concerns raised by local residents about the fencing at Starcross Station and appreciate how important the area is to the community and visitors. The previous fencing was deteriorating due to its age and needed to be replaced with a fence that could safely withstand crowd pressure, particularly given the high number of people who use the station. While safety signage was installed as a temporary measure, a full renewal was required to maintain passenger safety. The replacement fence has been designed to meet modern safety standards while respecting the character of the station and preserving as much of the view across the estuary as possible. It's the same height and shape as the previous fence, but it is stronger, reducing the risk of falls.
Money raised to help rebuild 200-year-old cottage. A fundraising campaign to help an Exminster family whose 200-year-old home came crashing down has raised almost £9,000. Weeks after the gable end of cob-built Orchard Cottage collapsed, owner Sally Williams has thanked everyone who supported her and her family. Donations have been spent on securing the property, scaffolding, securing the site, architects, surveyors, engineers, and fees to reinstate the wall. Sally says she is truly grateful to her friend Elaine Bowler for arranging the fundraising page and those who donated. She has lived in the cottage for 25 years this month. Sally explained, during that time, the cottage has seen considerable investment and transformation, with money spent on updating the electrics, plumbing, extending, replacing the kitchen and bathroom, decorating and gardening. In February, after the wettest winter recorded in Devon since 1903, we faced the challenge of collapse of the gable end. The 200-year-old cob had soaked up as much moisture as it could bear, and the exterior wall gave way, making the house suddenly much more draughty. The last few weeks have been filled with visits from engineers, cob experts, surveyors, builders, and architects to establish the cause of the collapse and work out the best way of reinstating the rebuilding. How lucky that we're surrounded by so many talented people in Exminster. However, she is also facing a battle with insurers who refused her claim due to various reasons, including the damage was not during a named storm and the wind speed was not in excess of 55 miles an hour. But she has lodged complaints and appeals the decision. She said, I'm so grateful my family and I weren't physically hurt when the wall came down, although the emotional toll has been rather heavy. I'm also grateful for the overwhelming support my family, friends, neighbours, our amazing community, and even complete strangers who have come forward with offers of shelter, food, skills, time, expertise, and financial support. Thank you all.
Royal visitor for Devon County Show. The Duchess of Edinburgh will be attending the opening day of the Devon County Show next month. Her Royal Highness's visit on May the 21st will be a particularly meaningful moment for the county's farming community. The 2026 show will serve as the first major opportunity of the year for farmers, producers, rural businesses and volunteers to come together, reconnect and celebrate the resilience and spirit that define Devon's countryside. The Duchess's attendance highlights the importance of the event as a gathering place for rural communities and a showcase of the innovation, skill and dedication that underpin Devon's agricultural landscape. His Majesty the King is patron of the Devon County Show, continuing a long tradition of royal support for the county's agricultural heritage. During her visit, Her Royal Highness will tour the showground, meeting exhibitors, young farmers, volunteers and representatives from across the agricultural and rural sectors. John Lee, OBE, President of the Devon County Show 2026, said, "We are deeply honoured to welcome Her Royal Highness the Duchess of Edinburgh to the Devon County Show. After such a tough winter for so many in our farming community, her visit will mean so much." The show has always been a place where people come together to support one another, to share knowledge and to celebrate the very best of Devon's rural life. Her presence will add a tremendous sense of pride and occasion to this year's event. Devon County Council Chief Executive and Show Manager Lisa Moore added, "The Duchess's attendance is a wonderful recognition of the dedication and resilience shown by our rural communities. We are thrilled to welcome her and to showcase the people, projects and innovations that make the Devon County Show such a special part of the county's identity. The show runs at West Point from the 21st to the 23rd of May."
Moor Village to celebrate the coming of spring. A rural village on Dartmoor is set to celebrate the coming of spring with its 121st May Day. On the first Saturday of May, the village of Lusley celebrates May Day from 1 p.m. The village has celebrated May Day since 1905. Each year, one girl from the village is crowned as Lusley May Queen, and her name is carved into the solid granite rock in the village orchard. May Day is one of the oldest known celebrations as people celebrate the coming of spring. Lusley's version was resurrected by author and village resident Cecil Torr in 1905, and ever since the children of the village have celebrated this tradition in the same way.
Inaugural Archaeology Fair at Museum. The first ever archaeological fair in Newton Abbot is taking place this May. Organised by Raphael Alnett of Teambridge Archaeology Society and hosted at Newton Abbot Museum, the event, which takes place on Saturday, May the 9th, and it's free, will feature stalls, demonstrations, metal detecting finds and talks. There will be four talks during the day, all on different aspects of local archaeology, including ancient monuments of Newton Abbot, the discovery of two new stone circles on Dartmoor, a talk by County Archaeologist Bill Horner about how archaeology takes place in Devon, and a talk about how archaeological finds reported by members of the public are reshaping our knowledge of ancient Devon.